Letters of Luisa.
Letter number 25 to Mrs. Mazzari from Bari. Fiat in voluntate Dei. My dearest and good daughter in the divine volition, first of all, I thank you for all your attentions. I don't know how to thank you, but dear Jesus himself will take care of the commitment to reward you for so much goodness by making of you a saint and by calling you to live in his fiat. Greater grace he cannot give you, because we decide to do as we decide to do his will and to live in it. Sweet Jesus covers all our past miseries in order to let us begin the new life, all holy and all of heaven. He makes us feel the heartbeat, the breath of the fiat, forming his word in our voice, harmonizing us with him, squeezing us in his arms so tightly that we can't help feeling the life of the divine will. My daughter, for one who lives in it, heaven is always open and graces descend in torrents upon our heads. In the secret of our heart, Jesus says to us, my daughter, if you do what I want, I will take on the commitment of all your things. I can do them better than you. Do not worry about anything. Let me do and you'll see. You, instead, think of not losing peace and enjoy the life of my will. Let me extend my kingdom in each one of your acts in such a way that you may feel, see, and touch nothing but my will. How happy will you be with such a great good, and I, your poor mother, will be pleased with your lot and will rejoice at your happiness. I beg you to let yourself always be found in the royal palace of the divine will. With my sister and mother superior, I send you the greetings of the fiat, the little daughter of the divine will. Amen, fiat.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think this letter is very fitting for this time of Lent. Greater gift our Lord Jesus cannot give us. God cannot give us greater gift than this, to be able to possess what we lost. And in that, I think in that whole context, we should be able to see the immense love of God for all of us. His mercy, that basically he is the father of that prodigal son, that we, the whole human race, are that prodigal son, that by departing from that union of the divine will, we squander basically that gift of God. But the mercy that God is waiting for us, and he is giving us this gift again. As Luisa Picaretta says, sweet Jesus covers all our past miseries. Let's use that parable of the prodigal son. It's a little bit to understand this letter. You see the passage of that prodigal son. The prodigal son is covered with a new tunic, with a new garment. That's what the father says, quickly bring a new garment, the finest garment. Because his son comes back covered in miseries. This garment that our Lord wants to give us is the original garment, is the garment of light, which, by the way, we receive in baptism. And you see, it says, he will cover all past miseries. I don't know about you, but this is very comforting that he will cover all the miseries and he will forget. And you see, there is nothing that contradicts. Even in the letters of Luisa, there is nothing that contradicts the doctrine of the church and sacred scriptures. On the contrary, it really gives new light, new understanding. Through the prophet Isaiah says, even if your sins are as red as scarlet, they will become as white as wool. And here, in a way, Luisa Picaretta is writing to this person, basically through her understanding of the divine will, that yes, our Lord will cover all past miseries in order for us to begin living a new life, all of heaven. And before that, she says, holy. And this concept of holiness also needs to be understood. I think, because holiness is to be set apart for a certain purpose. That's the understanding in the Old Testament, to be set apart for a certain purpose. The people of Israel, the people of God, you are my people and I'm your God. You are set apart for me. And it's basically what the Catechism tells us again in 358, that yes, God created all creation for all of us, and we were created for him. So let's put that into the context of the divine will and going back to that orders. In baptism, we are set apart for God, so that every breath, every heartbeat, every step, every movement, every act that we do may praise, adore, and glorify God. Give him praise, glory, honor, and adoration. Not only when we go to the church and we say our rosary and all of that, those devotions, so that God may be glorified at every moment, not only when we do our devotions. So to be holy is to be set apart. In this context, to be set apart for God, to be set apart for the divine will to operate in us. In that way, we will begin living the life of heaven. It will become a reality in us, as Luisa Picaretta is telling us. Then, what she's explaining here, it will become a reality in each one of us, so that it will not be just up in theory and something nice, you know, that we read and everything, but all of this has to be translated into our daily life. So with that understanding, having that constant awareness of the presence of the divine will operating in us, he may enter into every heartbeat, every breath, every step, and he can do that in the soul. And to be always living in that fusion. I wanted to explore more a little bit into that word fusion, because a lot of people, this is one of the questions that I encountered a lot. What does it mean to be fused? And I want to go back to that, also to that prayer that we read last week that is said for the souls in purgatory. Because that help us understand how to fuse ourselves. And if you see in that, the confessors is telling Luisa basically what she did. And he's saying, like, you went and you took this and this and this, all the divine qualities, all the merits of the Son of God, and you poured them upon the souls in purgatory. So in practice, how do we fuse ourselves then in the divine will? Well, we invite the divine will to operate in us, but then also when we do the rounds, first of all, being in that union, then you go and you take. You actually do. It's not only saying, I fuse myself in the divine will and do this, but you go into that union. I want to adore you, to praise you, to glorify you. I want to put my act of thanksgiving in every single act that you created. So that correspondence and that taking and then giving back. In that way, we begin operating and making a reality all these things that we are learning here. This concept of being set apart for the divine will of holiness is that now Jesus has these humanities in all of us to continue his life so that he will know that he's free to operate in each one of us, even when we forget. That he will supply for that forgetfulness of us. Luisa Picaretta continues here and she says, my daughter of one who lives in it, heaven is always open and graces descend in torrents upon our heads. In the secret of our heart, Jesus says to us, my daughter, you do what I want. I will take on the commitment of all your things. I can do them better than you. Of course, Jesus can do better, everything better than us. We are imperfect. Inviting us to worry about being in this constant awareness, in this union that we want, that union, so that he may extend his kingdom in every one of us through every single act. A little bit related to what we read in the Book of Adam, that if man does not surrender his human will, the divine will cannot operate. But then if we surrender our human will every morning and do our rounds, he will be able to extend that kingdom to continue his act of creation in our souls. And this is what he desires from all of us. It may seem like it's a waste of time or we don't do anything, but this is the best way to waste time. This is the best way to waste time. Because we allow Jesus to continue his life in us. You can say it's the most profitable way in wasting time in this way, in the divine will. So this is the invitation that Luisa Picaretta is asking us to let Jesus do in us. He can do better. Let Jesus extend his kingdom in each one of us. So let's finish this evening with a prayer, asking the Lord to fill us with his grace, to fill us with his will at every moment of our lives, asking the Blessed Virgin Mary to obtain for all of us this gift in our souls. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The Lord be with you. May the blessing of the Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon each one of you and remain with you forever. Amen.